Jones.
This has been an hour of Fast Track. I hope you enjoyed. This was not a mixed live set, but I do plan on doing some in the future, so stay tuned for that. Or don't. That's also totally fine. Next up, we have From Empanina to the World. Yep. Happy Friday.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. and welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, we have the musical results of a great collaboration between the Brazilian mandolin virtuoso Hamilton de Holanda and the renowned Afro-Cuban pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. Hamilton de Holanda's skill and creativity on the mandolin has literally revolutionized the instrument and Brazilian music, and Gonzalo Rubalcaba is certainly one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century. The CD we're going to listen to is called Collab, and it is a musical journey where each track offers a new musical discovery, yet they're rooted in their common African ancestry. Hamilton de Holanda is a true master of Brazilian mandolin. He elevated the instrument to new heights of virtuosity and innovation and inspired a whole new generation of instrumentalists. His music is saturated with the vibrant chords and rhythms of Brazil. He infuses jazz with elements ranging from traditional choro to influences of samba and bossa nova and others. He's also recognized for his extraordinary improvisational ability, as well as his capability to extract a surprising range of sounds from his 10-string mandolin, and this way creating a truly unique musical experience, as you're going to listen. On the other hand, Gonzalo Rubalcaba's piano playing is marked by fluidity, emotional intensity, and he combines an impeccable technique with a visceral expressiveness. In this collaboration, you can listen how both musicians admire each other. Hamilton de Holanda said about Rubalcaba, "He's one of those musicians whose sound you recognize immediately. I've always had a desire to play with him because I felt that he was doing things that resonated with my vision of music, especially with his Cuban accent, at the same time with an international outlook." Rubalcaba, on the other hand, talks about Hamilton. "Hamilton is a maestro. I am sure that on many occasions the adjective virtuoso has been used to refer him, and yes, he is. But he's not only a virtuoso in terms of mastery of the instrument, he is also a virtuoso of thought and a virtuoso of ideas." The album ironically opens with Incompatibilidade de Gênios, that is, a brilliant song by João Bosco. He later in the CD also participates, singing that very song. And, of course, as we listen to the music, we notice the extent of how these two great musicians are, yes, compatible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This was Silence, and you heard the mandolin of Hamilton de Holanda and the piano of Gonzalo Rubalcaba. We're listening tonight to their album Collab, which was recorded in Miami in 2024. The next song, Don't You Worry About a Thing, brings the participation of a creative harmonica player, Gabriel Grossi, in a tribute to the great Stevie Wonder. Thank you. Just heard Choro Fado with the mandolin of Hamilton de Holanda and the piano of Gonzalo Rubalcaba. We have been listening in this program to their 2024 released CD Collab. Thank you everyone for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Please come back and join us again next Friday at 7 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, that is WRCT, or wherever you are in the world, you can always live stream our program on wrct.org. Here is a little more of the music of Hamilton de Holanda and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. Good evening, Pittsburgh. It's just after 8 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, and you're tuned in to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. This is From the Basement,
from 8 to 9 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.